weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm in the cockpit, ladies and gentlemen, locked and loaded and ready to roll here in the InfoWar. Going to be live for the next 4 hours. And we have the Bishop of Jerusalem joining us, a prominent Christian leader over there, to break down what's happening now 3-4 weeks into the ongoing Gaza bombardment by Israeli forces. So we'll be talking with him coming up. For most of the show today, I do want to open the phones up and take a lot of your phone calls dealing with the Barack Obama deception, the false hope, the propaganda being put out that he is going to fix everything, he is going to save everybody. If you thought that the Barack Obama worship by the corporate-controlled, mind-controlled press was bad previous to him winning the election, it is now many, many times worse. And we're going to be going over some of that as well today. Less than 24 hours out now from the inauguration, George Bush, 8 years, the 8-year nightmare is about to end. But it's kind of like maybe when you have the flu or a cold, and a lot of times when you have a flu or the cold, you'll have nightmares when you're asleep, and you'll wake up from one nightmare, go to the sink, get a glass of water, go back to sleep and have another nightmare. And the next nightmare is even worse than the previous one. And that's basically what we're going into right now. If you think the 8 years of George W. Bush have been bad, get ready. Because Barack Obama is going to bring hell on earth to this nation and the rest of the planet. This is the man. I have never in modern history seen any example in the world of a government, of the media, of the elites getting behind someone like they're getting behind him. And even the Washington Post last week, I had seen it posted on PrisonPlanet.com, but then I was watching some YouTube videos of the Webster Tarpley interview that Jason Burmese did last week, doing a great job sitting in. We appreciate him doing that. And Tarpley was reading from the Washington Post, where they said the posters, the terms, the flavor of it all is Hitlerian / Stalin. And they gave examples and said that the Barack Obama campaign and now administration fully knows what they're doing. But they went on to say it's a little unsettling, but he's a good demigod, and he's going to save us. So they even admit this is classical demagogue, demigod preparation, because they need to get the public hyped up into a frenzy. And after decades of the media tearing down their puppet leader, you know, normally they just tear down the puppet presidents and imply that they actually run something and then blame the whole New World Order agenda that's very unpopular on them, and then give the illusion that the buck actually stops there and that there's no elite handling and managing things from behind the scenes, no roundtable groups, no power behind the throne. Now they're shifting gears into something we've never seen in modern history in the United States, and even going back to George Washington and others. And, of course, when he was offered the kingship, he said no and went home. That's different with Barack Obama. Nothing has ever come close to this, not with Kennedy, not with Roosevelt, not with Lincoln, this type of just out-and-out worship, unified worship by the media to try to sucker the public into this bandwagon so that they can, in the first 100 days, move in the gun control agenda like never before seen, the carbon tax, taxing the carbon cycle, putting troops on the streets, domestic Stasi groups, forced national compulsory service, new wars, bloated record defense budgets, corporate looting, corporate handouts to themselves, a new super private Federal Reserve owning and running the nation. That's been announced. I mean, get ready. This is it. This is the final destruction of the United States. We are now entering the complete danger zone as the military-industrial complex completely wrecks the United States and butchers the Bill of Rights and Constitution from pillar to post. Transmission continues. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game! Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have some big surprise guests in studio coming up this week. I'm just going to throw that hint out there to folks and encourage people to tune in, especially later in the week, for a surprise in-studio guest with a S on the end that is plural. We're going to open the phones up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. And if you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. The only thing that trumps that is somebody calling on their own dime from a country outside of the United States. First-time callers are also welcome as well, 1-800-259-9231, to discuss what you think of the just unparalleled hype, the religious fervor, the cult-like push by the establishment media cold-bloodedly to try to sell the public on going along with the New World Order agenda. That is open borders, North American Union, guest worker visas, total legalization of all the illegal aliens, massive new taxes, hundreds of new taxes federally through the carbon taxes that are coming and listing carbon dioxide as a toxic waste, despite the fact that the ocean is majority, you know, made up of carbon dioxide. That's the major point where that comes from. the work brigades, the tattletale squads. It is all happening. It is all coming. And here's some of the headlines today. Obama can save us. Obama can save us, says America, as polls show wave of optimism sweeping the nation. Venezuelan Chavez says Obama has the stench of Bush and is no different. He's right about that. Week ahead, Obama rally or earnings distress? This from CNBC. Are we going to see a big rally as the suckers all enter the stock market again because he's going to fix it all? He's going to change the course we've been on. No, he's only going to keep us right on the exact same course, but throttle forward and put the ship of the New World Order's engines on turbo. Obama team weighs government bank to ease crisis. This is so huge. I thought we already had a government bank, the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. This is out of Reuters. And, of course, a few months ago it came out in the New York Times that secretly, they won't tell Congress or the public the details, the private Federal Reserve is selling its own bonds to governments and major institutions. And we haven't gotten new numbers in 5 weeks, but a few months into the banker takeover, $8.5 trillion on average, $1.3 trillion a week being taken, and they won't tell anyone where it went, including Congress. Where did all the great transparency go to? And remember, it was Obama who was the main architect of ramming that through with his handler, Rahm Emanuel, the same handler who engineered the big Democratic victory in 2006 in the House and Senate to, quote, end the war. And he laughed and giggled publicly after the fact that they lied to the liberals, lied to the American people, lied to the anti-war majority, close to 80% in major polls against the war in Iraq, wanting to end it, and that they had fooled everyone and that it was so funny, and that he actually worked to defeat true anti-war candidates in the Democratic and Republican Party. But back to the major bank, a new Ponzi scheme, a new front group with new powers for the bankers. The incoming Obama administration is considering setting up a government-run bank to acquire bad assets. Now, when you actually look at the plan they've announced, it's a private bank. But they'll tell the public it's a government bank like they always do. Total deception. And just the level of the lie is what is overwhelming to people. This is out of Reuters. Obama team weighs government bank to ease crisis. I thought the Federal Reserve was that. The incoming Obama administration is considering setting up a government-run bank. Run bank is the key word. Oh, it's private, but we run it, but we're not allowed to see what it's doing. To acquire bad assets, clogging the financial system, a person familiar with the Obama team's thinking said on Sunday. The U.S. Federal Reserve, Treasury, and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation have been in talks about ways to ease a banking crisis. How do they ease it? Give themselves unlimited power and all of the money. They'll save us from themselves who engineered it. The U.S. Federal Reserve, Treasury, and Federal Deposit Insurance Corp have been in talks about ways to ease a banking crisis that is once again deepening. Oh, they said if we didn't give them unlimited power and the $8.5 trillion, everything would fall apart and it would just all be over. We'd have a depression. Oh, and that wasn't enough. Now they need even more power, and then that won't be enough. And oh, now we need even more power. And oh, that wasn't enough. Now we need even more power. Oh, that wasn't enough. Now we've got to put you in work brigades. Now you've got to be forced to work for the government for slave wages or it'll all fall apart. And if you speak out against it, you're with the terrorists that are holding back Obama's great plan of reorganization. A government-run aggregator bank is among the options. Outgoing Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and FDIC Chairman Shalia Bayer both said on Friday a government bank was one of the number of ideas U.S. regulators had been discussing. When you hear regulators, i.e. top private central bank leaders, the source said advisors to President-elect Barack Obama, who takes office on Tuesday, were also considering the idea of an aggregator bank among a range of options that could be pursued. David Axelrod, a top advisor to Obama, told Reuters that the new administration would have something to say about a fresh approach. Yes, a fresh approach. It's also fresh. Work brigades, tattletale squads, troops on the streets. Oh, it's also fresh. Flotillas of new taxes, it's so fresh. Open borders, it's so fresh. Worship of him as a god, it's so fresh. carbon taxes. It's so fresh. David Axelrod, a top advisor to Obama, told Reuters the new administration would have something to say about a fresh approach to the international crisis in the next few days. All the unpopular. And they're saying it's unpopular, but you've got to give the bankers trillions more and even more power, and the power to take over government infrastructure and state infrastructure and to seize national parks and lands. They're all saying this. That's, you've got to do it. It's the only thing that'll save it. The country is to hand all the infrastructure over to the foreign banks that engineered the crisis. I'm not going to get into the structure of how we're going to approach the revamped financial rescue package. See, it's been revamped. Axelrod said after speaking to a conference of mayors in Washington. What we had to do is approach this with a lot more transparency on the front end. Oh, yes, there's a total transparency will happen. In addition to the steps to bolster banks, Obama officials want to aggressively attack the underlying causes of the credit crisis, the sharp downturn in the U.S. housing market, and related deterioration in mortgage-related crises. And they're going to keep the clamps on the real economy. They're going to continue to kill it, implode it, so they can consolidate it while telling you they're funding the grassroots and funding Main Street, and they'll trot out a few select groups and people that they do give some funds to create the illusion to the herd that something's been done. Continuing with the article, there are a range of things we're going to have to do to stabilize the financial community, and part of it is going to involve housing, and part of it is going to involve how we approach the issue generally, Axelrod said. And it goes on, back to the future, in an outlining of the idea of the aggregator bank on Friday that they just got, Paulson said the government could use money from the Treasury, administer the $700 billion, which is really $8.5 trillion. They're on record in Congress saying that's just a number they made up. It's really $8.5 trillion, and now we don't know for 5 weeks what else they've stolen. I'm sure when it comes out, it's probably going to be $14 trillion. I can't even get that in my mind around the trillion number. But again, more deceptions. Every line is a deception. Every line is a twisting propaganda putsch. Just a tapestry of lies, a tissue of lies, an iron curtain of lies. In outlining the idea of an aggregator bank on Friday, Paulson said the government should use money from the Treasury administered $700 billion financial rescue fund to capitalize a new institution that would be able to absorb toxic assets now weighing down bank balance sheets. The hope would be that taking these bad assets off the hands of banks would allow the banks to attract badly needed private capital and renew lending. But wait a minute, they said that they had to have the $700 billion that in the bill said was unlimited. It could be a Googleplex. It could be infinity. You know, they could just make up and say infinity money for ourselves that we have to pay back in taxes. And then the key to all of this, you don't just pay. Remember this, and I know I keep repeating this because nobody else is really talking about it. Not only do the American people have to pay all this money that's given to offshore banks, the trillions a week, that they now have made totally secret, but you have to pay the bank's interest to give them your money that you're paying for in taxes. So you pay for all the money in taxes, and then you pay the banks to take the money interest. Oh, here's all our money. We'll pay it back. We'll be slaves. We'll have hundreds of new taxes, and we'll pay you interest on it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is unspeakable. Here's another analogy. You go to the shoe store. There's a $100 pair of dress shoes, and the guy says behind the counter, he says, I've got a deal for you on all the shoes in here. I will give you any shoes you want, and I will pay you interest many times compounded over the value of the $100 shoes I'm giving you. So I will give you the shoes, and then I will pay you to take the shoes. I've been using the analogy of, you know, going onto a car dealership and buying a $60,000 Mercedes, and then they pay you $60,000 to take the free Mercedes. But it's worse than that, because if you look at how the central banks work, they'll give a $1 billion loan to some country or group, and then it ends up being $50 billion on average they pay back at the 30-40% compounded interest. So it'd be kind of like, here, I'll give you these $100 pair of shoes, and I'll pay you $5,000. To take the $100 pair for free. Aren't I your friend? So remember, Paulson said, we absolutely must have this $700 million or everything will collapse. We have to buy the toxic mortgages and other securities. And then the next day on Saturday after it passed, October 4th, he says, we don't need it for that now. And then now they're back 3.5 months later saying, we've got to have even more money and even more power to buy the toxic assets. It's just unbelievable. All right, a lot more news coming up in your call. Stay with us.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
We are reporting and covering and tracking the giant distraction and diversion that is Barack Obama, the puppet, the front man, the handled corporate shill, the pitch man for the military-industrial complex owned by the foreign offshore banks that are looting this nation to the tune of trillions of dollars a week. Already irrevocable, devastating damage. While they build up the police and the military and now acclimate the public for the use of those police and military against the American people. They build up the anti-terror system in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, the imaginary brotherhood, the Emmanuel Goldstein living in the Orwellian caves. And then they overnight flip it and say, oh, no, we're going to fight domestic terrorists and protesters, and we're preparing the military to fight the American people for nationwide insurrection. Here we are. And we're covering and tracking the giant diversion. There's this Newsweek headline. This was actually the January 5th Newsweek cover. The new global elite, special double issue Newsweek. There's a global elite? I thought that didn't exist. I thought the North American Union didn't exist. I thought none of this existed. And it's Barack Obama with the globe and all these Orwellian Big Brother symbols around him. And it's got all these world leaders' names like Rahm Emanuel, General David Petraeus, Bill Gates, Jean-Claude Trichet, Nicolas Sarkozy, Eric Schmidt, Jim Rogers, Rex Tillerson, Rupert Murdoch, Angela Merkel, Oprah Winfrey, Bill Clinton. And the names are all surrounding him and energizing him. And it's got all this occultic numbering and all of these different mind control patterns and squiggles. The symbols are all associated with magic. Very occultic, bizarre cover. And it says they're the global elite, and they're going to save you, and they know what to do. And don't worry, just do whatever Barack Obama says, and this group of elitist insiders surrounding him, they are going to save you. They are going to take care of you. And this is basically a regurgitation of the Rothkopf, former head of the Kissinger Group that we had on last year. He wrote Superclass, and in there he admits, yeah, there's 5,000 people that work for an elite banking group who own and run the entire planet. And if you look at those 5,000, 4,900 and something of the 5,000 are just elite-level legates, managers, frontmen. Again, the legate was, under the Roman imperial system, the emperor couldn't be everywhere at all times. And before that, the Senate, when it was running things, it would have legates. And it was normally old, wise men who had shown that they weren't looking to usurp or overthrow or be on their own personal power trips, learned scholars, and normally an emperor would only have two or three legates, and they could be sent to different areas of the empire to speak as the emperor, and they would hold their arms up at their sides and make a pronouncement. I, in the name of the emperor, speak as the emperor. And then they would speak as the emperor. And that's what these, well, there's less than 20 families that own this whole thing. And at any one time, each nation will have a legate who can speak at these World Council meetings, most of them secret or private. They're not so much secret anymore because we expose them to great danger to ourselves, I would add. And there's only a couple hundred legates. And then there's a few, maybe a dozen or so, super legates. And a super legate is a Zbigniew Brzezinski. A super legate is a Henry Kissinger. And that's why you'll see presidents and prime ministers groveling to him on television. Because he speaks for the World Governing Council. And so when he tells you something, he is speaking for the World Council that operates as an oligarchy, which in their inner circles is an imperium and governs the imperium. They have all their experts, all their technicians over every subsector. You know, this thing looks incredibly complex, and it is, but they've developed it over hundreds of years of statecraft, and they have different divisions and subsectors that all operate in unison and tandem, and they have think tanks and specialists and groups that study and fine-tune their propaganda and their operations and their systems management and their behavioral psychology about how systems interlock and interlace. And meanwhile, you have a public completely unaware of even what's going on that has no idea that these people are eugenicists and are killing all of us with soft-kill weapons. Now, once their world government's in place, they're going to use hard-kill, hot-kill.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you will understand why families all over the world trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in a three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
If anybody thinks Barack Obama is going to change anything other than the way they deliver the agenda of the elite, they're delusional. ABC News admits that a secret list of U.S. military bases to replace Guantanamo Bay, as I told you months ago. He's not getting rid of any of them. They simply have built and set up in the last 7 years a network from Poland to Georgia to Egypt. Places like Cairo, Jordan. They have CIA-run true torture camps. Guantanamo Bay was used, admittedly, the Pentagon's admitted, as a laboratory of how to torture people, how to control people. They have two camps. They have the public camp that they let some media into, and where they show, look, we even feed them. We give them apples, and we give them prayer rugs. And then inside that, there's an internal CIA base where all the horrible torture went on, and that was innocent people they brought in there predominantly. And now, after 7 years, in many cases, of torture, they are going to have show trials that Bush is starting in the United States, where they tell them, we won't execute you if you plead guilty. And then their lawyers have gone into trial, even in the kangaroo courts, and have said, my client was tortured. And so then they have to suspend the trials to get the media attention off of it, and they start them back up. So Obama is continuing exactly the policy. Shut down Guantanamo Bay in the next year, which they're going to do. and then simply take people to the secret facilities they have built all over the world. Guantanamo was only there to develop torture and to sell the American people on, look, we caught the terrorist, we put them in a cage. But they couldn't catch any of the real terrorists because they're all CIA or MI6 or Pakistani intelligence, ISI operatives, and that's all come out. The CIA commander in Afghanistan even admitted in his book, Jawbreaker, and we had him on, that they were not allowed to capture any real Taliban or Al-Qaeda, that they would grab 12 and 14-year-old kids off the mountaintops out there with their goat herds who couldn't even find the United States on a map and fly them to Gitmo for hardcore torture. But now that they've gotten the people they need, oh, we've got a top Al-Qaeda guy for a month. He drove bin Laden in a limo. You know, he's the top guy. But the shallow public that's only halfway paying attention, some of them buy into it. So Obama will do a few things that are symbolic. He will probably shut down Guantanamo Bay and make a big deal out of it. Pelosi's saying we may consider prosecuting a few Bush administration officials on some little side issues. But they can't go after him on anything substantive because the Democrats are all tied in as well. Joe Biden is up to his eyeballs in much of what the Bush administration has done. Most of the Bush administration in key positions like defense secretary are staying on. The rest are Clinton retreads and minions of the IMF, World Bank, and United Nations that are coming in. So it's meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Secret list of U.S. military bases to replace Gitmo. The U.S. military has prepared a list of U.S. military bases that can be used to house as many as 250 detainees currently being held in the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, military officials tell ABC News. The list, which includes Camp Pendleton in California, Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, the Marine Air Station in Miramar, California, and the U.S. Naval Consolidated Brig in South Carolina, has been circulated in a classified brief to members of the Congress and was prepared by the Air Force Joint Staff. That's not even mentioning, you know, it's just the headline, secret list. Those aren't secret. They held the supposed dirty bomber in South Carolina at that brig. Then we have all these former articles that we posted. Ex-Gitmo guard who saw torture calls co-workers psychotic. It goes on and on. And then, of course, got Abu Ghraib and hundreds of other torture camps and death camps all over Iraq, mass graves everywhere. The people just machine-gunned, whole families thrown into pits. And those military people are coming back here to be your cops, to be your local CIA commissariat. I mean, they're bringing hardcore classical tyranny with a high-tech integrated overlay, a technological enslavement grid to the United States and worldwide. I'm going to go to your calls in a moment. Coming up, new A&E FBI show portrays 9/11 truthers as dope-smoking terrorists. And this is a complex piece of propaganda. I'm sure you've seen all the ad council, federally paid for billboards, TV ads, newsprint ads, radio ads, where it says if you smoke pot, you're funding Al-Qaeda and that marijuana is terrorism. Because they know that 80%+ of drug users, illegal drug users, only use marijuana. They don't use anything else. So they need to keep that illegal to keep their phony drug war going. And they're now converting the drug war over to the police state war against the American people. You know, the anti-terror war. The anti-insurrection war. So that's a key part of the infrastructure. That's how they got troops on the streets. That's how they militarized police. That's how they got this program into place. So they need to continue in this program, in this A&E program, we'll play the clip later, you've got terrorists who want to fund terror groups in Iraq killing U.S. troops. And 9/11 Truth is funding Al-Qaeda terrorists. Now understand that. 9/11 Truth, the movement, is exposing false flag terror that has been declassified over 200 times by the U.S. government alone. Staging terror attacks, attacking our own bases, attacking our own ships, killing people, and blaming it on enemies that they want to demonize in the press and or attack. So our whole movement is about exposing the fact that this foreign, anti-American, globalist military, our military is now totally foreign controlled, is staging terror attacks. And it's admitted.
It's in hundreds and hundreds of newspapers. Israel admits they've staged terror attacks. They created Hamas. Every time they don't want a peace deal, they blow something up and claim the terrorists did it. It's on record. Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, it's all there. It's in my films. Well, I'm already getting into this. The point is, I'm going to cover it more in detail later when we go live in an hour and a half at PrisonPlanet.tv. Simulcast the last half of the show. That in this piece, 9/11 Truth is staging terror attacks, funding terrorists, giving terrorists grenade launchers, and they smoke pot. They're just constantly smoking pot. I want to kill American troops. Oh, smoke the weed. Which then sends the message: people that smoke pot want to kill troops. So the weak-minded troops watch that and then think of the American people as terrorists so that they'll go out more happily and gun down the public as the police state goes into place and the public's forced to rebel. And it also glorifies the little spy on the show, the little FBI spy who's there to stop it. And there's this huge domestic threat of domestic terrorists that don't exist. And they're 9/11 Truth and they smoke weed. I mean, doesn't that insult all of your intelligence out there? I'm going to break it down more later. Speaking of 9/11 Truth, 9/11 Truth rant featured in hit TV show Rescue Me with Daniel Sinjata. I want to get him back on the show this week. And then later, council official evicted elderly tenants from bungalows, then moved herself in. Now, we see this in San Francisco in some famous cases. We see this all over the United States, but this is England. And see, they don't just have CPS here in the U.S. and England now under the eugenics program. That's how it all founded, all started. And, you know, my father is a dentist and also oral surgeon, so he has a lot of patients. And he says he has well-to-do patients coming in now, and they'll seem really upset, people he's known for years, and he'll say, well, you know, what's wrong? Well, they're getting a filling done or something, a root canal. And they'll say, oh, it's my mother. You know, she's 88 years old, and we took her into the hospital, and, you know, she had a tiny little sore on her back, and who doesn't get those? So they seized her from us and put her in hospice and are now giving her morphine, you know, killing her. And what do I do? So my dad calls me up and says, what's your advice on this? And I sit there and give him quick advice on go ahead and call the police. Don't sign anything. Threaten to sue them. Go ahead and have a lawyer start filing suit. Go in and file injunctions. That civil rights are being violated. You see, there's no due process. They just say, oh, there's a sore on your mother's back. We're going to go ahead and euthanize her. But then they started trying, and in that case and some others I've seen, and I've seen this all over the country, personal cases I've seen, they try to then seize the money of the old people. And, boy, their favorite thing is, you see, they have databases. And I didn't know why this was happening back in 1996, 97, 98, when some of the first investigative reports we did before I even made documentaries were about the fact that, say, Rolling Ellingston would go in to have surgery done for colon cancer. Old guy, 70-something years old, veteran, no criminal record, arborist. And Roland goes in. He has the surgery, and they're there, at that time, filling it out by hand. This is how I discovered all this, and now it's just rampant and everywhere, in the schools and in corporations everywhere. They had him, you know, they said, do you live alone? Oh, where do you live? Your property. Do you eat a lot of meals? Is somebody taking care of you? And he thought it was all strange. And then suddenly, when he got out of the hospital, he found on his door all these notices. He was first given 7 days, and when he didn't respond in 7 days, he was in the hospital for 2 weeks. Every day was a $2,000 fine. And I first learned of this in 96. So I go over there to his house. We interview him. He lived on West 37th Street. He owned two houses side by side. At the time, they were worth about $500,000 apiece. Now they're worth even more. The real estate was going up. And they knew that. And so the health department goes out, and they have the database, because that's a health department database. Now it's done by computer. You go to have a baby. You go to have surgery. You take your child to the pediatrician. And that's what Obama's doing under law now. Everybody's going to have, every dentist, every doctor, every nurse is going to have to ask these questions. Do you own guns? Whatever. And then that's, owning guns is at risk, or that gets a CPS visit. It's not against the law to own guns, but still you get a visit. Secret police everywhere. That's what this is. All institutionalized into the hospital or into the public school where you trust them, where you're the helpers. I mean, that's, it's like going to confession now, but using that to spy on people when you go to the school counselor. And that's all used against you. I'm going to your calls in a minute. This is just so important. And so then I found out, well, once I did that TV program, the police a week later came out, knocked on Roland's door. Roland came to the door, and they said, "You're drunk." And Roland was a really quiet, gentlemanly, well-spoken fellow. And he said, "You know, the funny thing is, I might drink a beer every few weeks. I wasn't even drinking." And the cops got me to come out on the front porch, and they slammed him on the ground, put him in the car, and took him to jail for being drunk in his yard. Now, we put all this on TV, and we showed he was getting $2,000 a day fines while in the hospital and then after for uncut lawn and other questionable, objectionable material, which can be anything. So we went and showed his yard that it was 3-inch grass, English ivy, very nicely kept. You know, his business at 70-something was mowing yards. And they claimed a flower pot in the back sitting on the ground without a plant growing out of it was trash. And when we did that report, suddenly hundreds of calls started coming into the comment line. And I was going to all these old people's houses, and they'd say, "I don't know what happened. You know, Bob, when he had a heart attack, he went in, and then suddenly elder care was here trying to force us into a nursing home, and then they took our house." And then I found out about cases where they would steal the old person's house, put them in a nursing home, or send them to hospice to euthanize them, and then the bastards would actually then claim it was seized by the city or claim it had back taxes. And then they would take the house and then sell it on the courthouse steps in closed, unannounced sales, and then they would buy it themselves and move in. And then my grandmother calls in 97, lives here in Austin, and she says, "Yeah, Bill is in the backyard, my grandfather, and there's a city drainage about 10 yards over their back fence, not on their property line. And they said $2,000 a day fines. He doesn't clean out all the brush that's back there in it. They're saying it's from our property," which it wasn't. They didn't even have trees on their back fence line. And I said, "No, I'll come over there this weekend and clean it out, or we'll hire somebody to do it. You know, I don't want him at 70-something years old. He didn't have to, you know, be back there doing it. Wasn't in the best of shape." And then he had a heart attack cleaning that out. And then they tried the similar stuff with them. So then I was experiencing it. They're doing this. Well, here's an article dealing with it out of the Mail Online today. And it says, "As a council official responsibility for helping the homeless, Christine Reeves knows how much people value their homes, which makes it difficult to explain how she came to play a key role in evicting frail and elderly tenants from their bungalows, then moved into one with her partner. The 52,000 pound, that's about $110,000 a year, head of Neighborhood Strategic Housing, was just one of 18 council employees who took up residence in former sheltered accommodation at the Greyhound opening site in Norwich. So what they do is they invite through the socialist system, old people, move into these little bungalows. They have to pay, but it's subsidized by the government. And then they come in and they grab them and stick them in the euthanasia centers. I mean, these people are sick, and they do it all day long, and nobody's going to stop them except us, the American people, and the people of England and the world. These are parasite degenerates, and they have to be exposed and dealt with, okay? I have seen this myself, okay? That's why I hate the government and hate the city hall and know they're a bunch of scum, because they do it everywhere. She also benefited from the rent at one house bungalow she took over 2 months ago. So that's also what they do. They take houses and rent them out. Similar properties in the area cost between $350 and $750 a month. So on her own house, she set the rate for herself from £750 a month to £47 a month. So the bureaucrats don't just take the houses and move into them and stick the old people in the hospice. They also, I mean, it is even for them. They don't care. They're parasites. They've run rampant. And they're about to create millions more of these bureaucrats in England and tens of millions here. As the Declaration of Independence says, to go out and eat out our substance. Ms. Reeves, 38, has now been suspended on full pay by labor-run Norwich City Council. Yeah, if folks were to riot in that city, she'd end up being arrested. Just like they finally arrested the cop last week who cold-bloodedly murdered the guy and then started slapping him around after he'd shot him for no reason. Council leader Steve Morphin has promised to make good the damage. Ms. Reeves, 38, has now been suspended with full pay, which admits conflict of interest rules were flouted. Conflict of interest? Throwing old people out of their houses and then stealing them for your greedy, pus-filled demon spirit? You piece of trash, you need to be taken to prison.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
I'll tell you how the secret police system works. But I'm going to do it later. I'm going to go ahead and go to your phone calls. Because grabbing and euthanizing the old people and stealing their houses and their money through fines is only the tip of the iceberg. They know these old folks don't have children living in the city. That's why the health department asked those questions at the hospital. The nurse asking the questions doesn't even know what this stuff's being used for in most cases. Oh, do you have any family living here in town? Oh, how are you doing financially? And then they'll they'll ask the wife, does your husband ever abuse you? Do you guys ever argue? And the old lady will say, oh, we get in arguments like anybody. We've been together 49 years. And they're just going, I'm releasing black ops on you. I'm going to own everything you've got, old lady. But they're just smiling. Oh, thank you. I want to help you. I want to help you. I mean, just scum. And they're doing it everywhere. And I know they're doing it. I've seen them do it. They're doing it everywhere. And it just goes on and 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 on. Let's go to your phone calls. Tony in Illinois, you're on the air.
Greetings from the Chicago prison grid there, Alex. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, my friend.
Hey, I got a couple things, but first about with the senior citizens and stuff. Believe me, my mother works for the state of Missouri in the Department of Aging. And her, you know, it's a constant frustration with her trying to get funding or care for people in genuine need because the money and care are going to basically what she describes as lazy, lazy people in there. They're people my age, your age, Alex, that are would be fine if they hadn't ate a diet of Big Macs for 10, 15 years. Just saying.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, let's be clear. There are good police officers, there are good social workers, but the system itself is corrupt. So, you know, that's why 50%+ of CPS workers quit in the first year. It has the highest turnover of any government job because they go into it for the right reasons. They want to stop people beating their kids with tire irons or you know, things that are going on. But the evil the government commits in the name of stopping that is much greater, and the overarching program is meant to break up families and extinct the family unit. That's the stated reason it was all founded. So, you know, there are people within the system that try to do a good job. There's good school teachers. But the point is the system itself is designed for bad.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and you're right, I mean, as far as that goes. But while we're also on the Obama coronation this week.
It is a coronation. It's a coronation.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, here we are. We are broke. I work in, of course, a customer service job. What else is there? But my job is contingent upon the American people's ability to buy, purchase things from a major corporation. My phone sits silent for an hour at a time easily. We're in huge, but they're going to waste $150 million on this bread and circus show that I find, I mean, for me, it's mortifying. You know, everybody, oh, it's a historic, it's historic. Well, you know what? It's Martin Luther King's dream realized. No, if I just watched that speech an hour ago, Martin Luther King's speech, and if you look at it, it's a beautiful thing. You have a crowd that is truly diverse, everyone standing together. But then you go back to the night Obama won that election. It looked like the proverbial Seinfeld cookie. And anybody who watched the show knows what I'm talking about. It's a black and white divided cookie in half. I'm scared. I'm scared they're going to pull crap in Washington, Alex. What have you heard about that? And I'll let you go.
Well, they love to pull an operation or foil some white supremacist attack to legitimize putting regular army troops on the streets along with National Guard. Again, all of this is a conditioning, acclimating exercise to train the people. So I am worried we'll be tracking it live tomorrow as it unfolds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.